Hey, everybody. My conversation with the blacks who run Second Vote. That's secondvote.com. You could spell it out, or you can go to ndvote.com. Use promo code Charlie right now for just $2 a month. You can find out what are the companies doing that you're spending your money. So here's how it works, okay? If you fly Delta Airlines, you just probably gave money to Stacey Abrams. Now, if that might trigger you a little bit, then you got to listen to this episode, and then you got to get involved with Second Vote. Remember, what you buy ends up creating the country you want to live in. I know that's a whole new way of framing things. We don't think that way as conservatives. I'm never having Coca-Cola ever again. Why? Because they hate our country. Now, it's a big sacrifice. As I sit next to a thing of Fiji water, as someone here bought a Coca-Cola product, they're no longer with us because they bought Coca-Cola products. That's how it works. SecondVote.com informs you to be able to cancel correctly. That's right. We need to learn how to cancel correctly. People say, I don't like cancel culture. I like canceling the left. SecondVote.com, you need to cancel American Express, cancel all these jerks that have done such damage to our country. I know that some of you might say, Charlie, you're exaggerating. Oh, really? Where do you think Planned Parenthood gets some of their money from? Where do you think Bernie Sanders gets his money from? Ben and Jerry's. Where do you think some of these Democrat politicians are financed by? Try Bank of America, Wells Fargo. So if you want to expand your horizon and really purchase what you believe in, don't buy products from people who hate you. Don't buy products from people who hate you. It's secondvote.com, and this is my conversation of how you can cancel correctly. Oh, yeah, and producer Andrew's with me, co-pilot. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, welcome to this episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. With us is producer Andrew, and also back by popular demand, the people behind Second Vote. You can either go to 2ndvote.com or spell it out, secondvote.com. It's all the same. And I think it's promo code Charlie, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? Yes, promo code Charlie. And we are honored to be joined by the blacks here today. And we're going to keep going through the idea of kind of wokeism in the corporate space, the good companies and the bad companies. And I just kind of want – let's start with Facebook. Facebook gets a lot of attention. And, you know, the Facebook – the overall rating for Facebook, according to secondvote.com, is the lowest rating I think a company has ever got. It's just a one, flat across the board, one on life, one on everything. So please, Diane or any – you guys could take it. Just kind of walk us through. Let's talk about Facebook and all the controversy surrounding that.
Well, I think what we're seeing is what we've suspected is better evidence coming out, better first-person testimonials about how Facebook is manipulating the news cycles, how they're suppressing conservative messaging, but also just how they're suppressing information like on the COVID crisis or the COVID pandemic. But now we have insiders that are coming forward to speak on the activities that are going on inside that organization. And I think the best we can hope for is that we get some political resolution to this on how we handle these big tech firms that are just so dominating the news outlets and the news information. And so many people now go there for their news, and they're being lied to, intentionally misled. And other voices that they're in disagreement with are suppressed and censored. And this is pushing censorship. Yeah, our First Amendment rights are just under attack by these big tech companies, and Facebook is among the worst.
The good thing, Charlie, is there are people like you who have a great presence across this entire country, not with just one segment of the population, but across the populations. And you attract a lot of young people, and they're getting the opportunity to really know that they're being duped with what's on Facebook. So I'm delighted that you do what you do, because it's the younger generation that's really going to make a difference.
Well, thank you. And it's hopefully we're continuing that trend. And there's a lot of misinformation out there, especially from these big tech companies. And so, Andrew, do you have a thought on the Facebook issue? Because I know you've been dealing a lot with that from a press standpoint of kind of how they're framing it as, oh, no, Facebook actually has a conservative bias. Can you talk about that, Andrew?
Yeah, this was actually hilarious. I don't know if you guys saw this come through the news feed. They're probably not on their own news feed, but they're trying. There was a story out of Washington Post. There was some stories out of the Wall Street Journal that essentially said that Facebook is showing this terrible conservative bias against personalities that demonstrate misinformation or promote conspiracy theories, and that Facebook actually had made exceptions for people like Charlie Kirk by not removing their profile from Facebook's platform. So they called and they asked for comment, to which we were like, well, we haven't experienced any of this favorable treatment from Facebook. We've been demonetized. We've been flagged. And the thing that people don't really understand is that when you get flagged on Facebook, that is a multi man hour project to get a flag removed, to deal with the Facebook fact checkers, to basically, write in the caption, here's where Facebook is telling us that we're wrong. It's third party fact checkers, but it takes hours and hours and multiple emails and all of this stuff. And what we found, and Charlie can attest to this as well, there are certain topics that we know we cannot talk about now on Facebook. They have just it doesn't matter how nuanced your position is. If you go against the climate cult, for example, if you just say, hey, listen, simple idea. The temperatures were hotter, according to scientists, at different parts of the last couple millennia, right?
Can't
between ice ages, this sorts of thing. You cannot say that. They will come, they will find that post, and they will flag it. And then if you try and correct it or remove it, they say, well, no, you're a repeat offender. We've already warned you about this. So we just know on Facebook, we don't talk about the climate. Think about how damaging that is, though, right? When you see so much of our public policy is now being constructed around climate activism and climate change, and you have one of the main platforms in America where we are not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, and their total control over American society is extraordinary. So, and then not to mention the $420 million that Mark Zuckerberg spent on the last election, $420 million to actually change the ballot laws as we know them. It's just an extraordinary thing. So let's talk about this next story. And Andrew, you're in California, so maybe you could set this up or we can get into it. Gender neutral toys. What is going on here?
You know, I actually want to throw it to the blacks. I mean, you guys actually alerted us to this story. We haven't covered it yet on the Charlie Kirk Show. So this is breaking new ground for our audience. I'm actually in California right now, hence I'm remote. I tell us all about it, because I can give you a reaction as a Californian.
Well, Andrew, there is now a requirement that every store that sells toys must have a gender neutral aisle. And so these now children will have an opportunity to go down an aisle and find something would normally be a boy's toy, perhaps would be a fire engine that was red, must be now pink and white, I guess. But yes, that is a requirement. And I just really hope that we don't see this being moved to those states all across our union, that we will fight back and say, this is absolutely ridiculous.
But this has been a movement underway. Target has been a leader on this. But states now, of course, California is always going to lead the way with a crazy idea. And yeah, they want to get rid of the blue and the pink, pink for girls, blue for boys. They're trying to destroy it. It's an artificial construct. We know when little kids play, if you take little girls and little boys, little girls are not going to run over to play with the little army men or with the trucks and all. They're going to play with the dolls and the things that are appropriate for them. Over the years, these toys have been developed for boys and girls based upon what they wanted, not what they were forced upon them. This is being forced upon parents, forced upon our society. The toys that we've had historically have been there because that's what those children wanted to play with.
That's just a social construct, though. We're forcing that. Don't you understand this? Doctor, you're a doctor. You know this is all just psychology. We forced this on our poor kids, these gender norms.
Yeah, let me give a warning to every one of your listeners. If you go to a doctor's office and you got to fill out a form to become a client or a patient of their office, if they ask you to list your sexual gender beyond male and female, walk away from that doctor. If they don't understand the basics of men and women or boys and girls, and they're asking you now to list one of the 127 different genders, walk away from them. They don't know what they're doing. I mean, it's just sad. It's we have got to push back on this. And it's just troubling. There's no end to what the progressive movement is going to do to destroy the family structure. And that plays itself out in so many different ways. And they are I think a lot of this just comes out of a lot of these corporations have diversity offices. And out of these diversity offices come all these crazy concepts. And the number one thing I wish we could get companies to do is do away with the diversity office, and a lot of this nonsense will go away.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I completely agree with that. But here's my biggest question about this whole like toy story. I mean, not to get too graphic here, but I have a daughter and I have a son. And when the kids tend to remove the clothes from the dolls anyways. Eventually, there's a clothes are separated from the dolls. You know, they don't have any gender anyways. I'm just I hope that's not too obvious of a point. I mean, it's just smooth plastic when you remove all the window dressing here. So you guys have actually scored different toy makers. Are there any good toy makers left? What are the scoring?
Oh gosh, the scores are, you know, Mattel has been, you know, they own just about all the big name toys, but Mattel and many other toy manufacturers have all gone off the deep end on these.
Hasbro
has 7. Gone off the deep end too. Hasbro,
yes, oh yeah,
yeah, they're awful.
Yeah, we've got Wicked Cool Toys here as scored as a 3.00. We've got Melissa and Doug scored at the 3.15, but Mattel and Lego is another one that is just becoming very woke and very much a part of the progressive agenda. So, but we do have options out there, and there are cottage industry toy manufacturers that are not going to engage in this behavior that may even be local to your community. But it is a growing problem that the very people who develop toys for children are buying into this whole concept, and it just ultimately destroys their marketplace. You know, we do have Mattel, which is interesting. Mattel on the life issue scores a 1.23. Here's a company whose customer is a child, and yet they support abortion. Who are the geniuses in the boardroom who say, gee, this is a great idea. Let's put our profit dollars into an industry that destroys our customer. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
That's a really good point. Actually. Yeah, but go ahead. Charlie's a crusader for life. He's one of the most articulate advocates for it. So Charlie, that's to you.
Yeah. Well, that's that doesn't surprise me, unfortunately, because when you fill these companies with people that are straight out of university and campuses, they're going to continue those beliefs. So let's now get to kind of a field report, because a lot of people are asking about this. The Southwest CEO and kind of vaccine mandates in general. What are we seeing from these companies that are being forced to administer the vaccine? Are some of them pushing back? Kind of give us some examples of what's going on here.
Yeah, we are seeing a pushback. I'm sure you're following the In-N-Out Burger story. Yes. In California, where they're actually having some of their restaurants having to limit themselves to drive-through. They can't have people come into their restaurant because they refuse to ask for your vaccination status.
Yes.
And it's a principled stand. It's costing them aggravation by government oversight, as well as by restricting their business operations. But you really have to admire In-N-Out Burger. I do admire Southwest Airlines for speaking up, and their CEO saying he doesn't want this.
Yes.
And the Biden administration is determined to disrupt businesses with this mandate. It's pitching employees against employees, the company against its own employees. And it's just, and we, you know, we may speak about it later, but Dan Bongino of Cumulus, he's saying, I've been vaccinated, but I'm not in agreement that people should be vaccinated. He has a medical condition, I guess he shared, that he needs to be vaccinated. But he's pushing back to Cumulus saying, you know, these employees should not be required by the corporation to be vaccinated. And here we've got a government exercising every lever it has to force businesses to do things that they should never be engaged in. And, you know, I've worked for a lot of businesses. I had a health insurance plan. I didn't go to my employer per se and say, tell me what I should do with my health care. You know, I went to my doctor, you know, and I never went to a politician. I've never gone to a politician in my life to find out how I should handle my health care. But here we have the government putting this great power, this great pressure onto businesses. And but we're actually seeing also employees, like we've had GE walkout, employee walkouts that are pushing back on the vaccines. And we're certainly seeing a lot of police unions and first responder unions and personnel that are pushing back. And that's what it takes. And there's a false narrative in the mainstream media that this forced vaccination is really popular. I do not believe that's true. Certainly there are people who are scared to death about this pandemic, and they're advocates for it. But when it comes to individual rights and liberties, no, individuals should be able to make their own decisions about what their health care is.
I think the really scary part about this, too, is that right now people are uncertain about just what COVID, what it means, and whether these vaccinations are working. And we're seeing that people are still getting sick once they have the vaccinations. But if the government can require us at this point in time to take these vaccines and we have no other choice, what next do they come up with? What other thing did they come up with next to say, you've got to do this or you will lose your job? And that's the scary part, is if we don't fight back now, we're going to find ourselves in a really bad place where the government will be able to tell us whatever their next step is to say, everybody must take this particular drug or this particular immunization or whatever it is. And I think that right now is the time to push back and say, we are the United States. And we have a right to our health care to say what we want to put in our body and what we do not want to put in our body. So I know that those that are on the religious liberty side are getting a lot of help from various organizations. And that is really helping them to be able to go to their employers and say, I do have a religious exemption. And they may have that opportunity to be able to do what they believe is right for their body. But I worry about folks just falling into the mantra of this, well, you have to do it. Well, the government says I have to do it, so I guess I better go do it. And we just don't want to get that kind of mentality here in our country. It's a scary thing.
Well, that's what's going on in Australia, for example. They're much more inclined to put up with the draconian measures, lockdowns, and they've completely forfeited their own bodily autonomy, which is something that, you know, frankly, I still don't believe that we're going to get to that point here in the United States. I think there's too much fight left in this dog. Check, this was the cover of the New York Post today. With deadline just days away, 37% of beat cops and 35% of FDNY, the fire department, refusing the jab still in New York City. So that's over 30% of those particular workforces. We're talking about it on the business side, of course. But when you start talking about public services like that, that's ultimately going to have a massive impact on the entire country, including the economy. And I also think it's going to send quite a signal to holdouts within these corporations that they have backup, that there's other people in other parts of the country that are also pushing back. We've seen massive protests in New York and this sort of thing. I want to highlight a particular feature of Second Vote. And we talk about this growing, this crescendoing effect of all the different voices standing up in all the different parts of the country. How do we use Second Vote? There's a specific way, because a lot of people still can't get their arms around how do they make an impact in this, right? They can use Second Vote to send letters to these companies and encourage their employees, right? And these employees need to get the attention of their executives, the board members. Second Vote can do that, right?
That is correct. If you come to our website and you want to comment to these companies that are taking bad actions or if they're taking good actions, criticize, and also thank the corporations that are standing up. But absolutely, that's been a feature since we founded Second Vote. That's the kind of action we want from our subscribers. We've had consequence to such action in the past. We had Macy's stop funding abortion. They reached out to us after they were tired of hearing from our followers, and they reached out to us to change their score on life because they were discontinuing any funding of abortion. So we know it works. We've had many examples of it. In fact, for the past week, we've had two corporations reach out to us asking, how can we have our score improve? What can we do to improve our score? And that's because people are taking action. People are reaching out, and you can do that through our website. You can search for these companies. When you go to the company page, you'll see a link to reaching out to them for those who allow you to communicate with them. Sometimes you may have to post something on the Facebook, and we'll show that linkage there. But and we are working on getting the CEO's email for every company, as well as every member of the board of director, onto our website. So we can also start going to the person, not just the company.
Good.
It's incredible.
Good. Charlie, I don't want to step on your here, but this I'm seeing your report that Goldman Sachs is pulled out of Texas, which I something that Charlie talks a lot about on the show, an idea that we talk a lot about, is passing just offensive laws to the left. Like, if you don't want to see your state become a blue state, Charlie was just in Idaho, actually. Charlie, we're talking about this in Idaho. Mm-hmm. I saw the at the campus tour stop. But it's like, you know, why is Goldman Sachs pulling out? Is that a bad thing or is that a good thing?
Well, it's a bad thing. I mean, once again, these big companies that are in the finance world are taking actions through their the leverage they enjoy in the market. And Goldman Sachs is very much involved in public financing, financing for state budgets and projects, et cetera. And in Texas, they have passed a law through their legislature that if a finance company, a big finance company, is harming the gun manufacturing industry or the ability of people to purchase guns, that they will be harmed by the Texas pension funds or the manner in which they fund their assets. And so Goldman Sachs has chosen to exit the state of Texas in terms of public financing as a result of their activism on the Second Amendment issue. One thing that I wanted to share with everybody, they're actually in one of our two funds that we have on the Chicago Board of Exchange. We've had them on our Aegis fund, which is EGIS on the Chicago Board of Exchange, because they were neutral or better on border security and Second Amendment. But now we've had to rescore them. We will be taking them out of our funds. We will take them out of our fund on the Chicago Board of Exchange based upon this activity. But states have power. They have a lot of money in their pension funds. And actually, they can take action against these big finance corporations and help protect the Second Amendment, border security, or any of the issues that we follow at Second Vote that are fundamental to our society. So now it's very interesting. The Goldman Sachs, in other ways, has been a bad actor. They got into our fund because on the issue for that fund, they were okay. But we've just rescored them, and we will be posting that score here within hours, and we will be removing them from our fund.
Breaking news. Goldman Sachs is getting rescored. Amen to that.
Right.
Charlie loves Goldman Sachs.
Kirk's show.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I want to focus in on this of some of the one, the kind of the, you look at some of the vaccine issue, it's obviously been growing a lot. And as of this conversation right now, and it's developing, Dan Bongino's show is not on air right now. So that's developing, but we'll see. It seems as if they're taking no prisoners. But you are given some good news that people are actually interacting and want to change their score. And I see conservatives starting to change their behaviors, especially when you see how much collective power, unrealized collective power, that we actually have. And so you look at some companies that are at least trying to do the right thing, that are pretty good on the Second Amendment type issues. You know, some that you have here is Tractor Supply or Polaris. One's not so good, Berkshire Hathaway, Intel, Comcast, Coca-Cola, Grubhub. So just talk about some of the other news items since the last time we talked of some of these companies that are taking stands on this. But do you see them backing away? Do you see a general trend of these companies being a little more afraid of getting into this woke stuff, or do you not see that difference generally?
Well, Charlie, first of all, I think it's a partnership with Turning Point USA and how you magnified our message. This partnership, I think, is extremely helpful in what we're seeing. And I think we're seeing activity by subscribers and folks that are coming to us through your programming. And I think these companies that came to us this last week, I don't know, I haven't interacted with them. Our other areas, other folks have been interacting with them. So I don't know what drove them to us exactly, but I suspect we're seeing more activity churned up here because you're helping to drive this messaging.
Well, thank you.
So I think that is a part of what's happening. But yes, I think the fundamental premise here is if we speak up, companies will behave differently. If they only hear the other side of the conversation and they don't hear our side of the conversation, then they will continue to pursue the progressive path. So I do think we are seeing companies that are listening. Now, with regard to the COVID vaccine mandates, you're in a pickle with the government fining you if you don't follow their edict. And In-N-Out Burger, though, is still, I come back to In-N-Out Burger because it's such a principled stand.
It's amazing what they're doing. They deserve such credit.
Yes. But I'm sure there are many other CEOs out there. And the fact that the Southwest Airlines CEO spoke out, even speaking out today, is one measure of bravery and courage. So I do think that we are seeing the tide turn and change on this conversation. But it's because of your voice and other folks like you that are really publicly every day out there who are pushing back. And that voice is beginning to be heard in the boardrooms and by the CEOs.
So I want to talk about the Major League Baseball. So producer Andrew's a big Dodgers fan, and thankfully they lost, so I don't have to tolerate that. And I stopped watching baseball after the Major League All-Star Game thing, but I temporarily put that on hold for the Chicago White Sox, the first team I cheered for that actually won a World Series in 05, but they got run over by the cheaters, the Astros. I know someone from Houston is going to get so triggered because I say that. So I'm kidding. I get so much hate mail you wouldn't believe.
I'm not kidding. For the record.
Andrew, why don't
directed at Andrew?
Yeah. Direct all of your anti-Astro hate at Andrew. All of your Dodger Trash hate shows. At me.
Yeah.
So what's going on with Major League Baseball? Andrew, why don't you set the table here?
All right. Well, here's the table being set. But I do want to just quickly say thank you to the Charlie Kirk Show audience Second Vote is the preeminent organization that is active in this space, that is pushing back against corporate tyranny and corporate wokeism. So thank you guys for doing that. And thank you to the audience for engaging it and making your voices heard, sending those letters, sending your opinions and pushing back against this culture of idiocy that's sort of crept into the corporate boardrooms. It's making a difference, and you guys are key in that. So anyways, I just want to say that, because every time I hear that our audience is making a difference, it blows me away, and it's a phenomenal thing to hear about. Okay, baseball. So Stacey Abrams got involved and accidentally ruined her local economy in Atlanta by removing hundreds of millions of dollars of economic activity out of Atlanta because of Jim Crow 2.0, which was this milquetoast. Honestly, it didn't go nearly far enough. We covered that extensively on the show of voting rights and a voting integrity bill that was passed in Georgia. They moved the All-Star Game to Denver, a predominantly white city that's terrible for playing baseball, by the way, because, you know, you're at a mile above sea level and you can't get any spin on the ball. Pitchers get destroyed, home runs all over the place. Terrible venue. Sorry, Denver. No, we're going to get hate from Denver audience. Okay. Nothing against the Rockies.
Go Rockies. Anyways,
yeah, so here's what happens. The Dodgers are managed terribly, and they blow all their starting pitcher in pitching in relief roles, so we end up losing to the Braves. Okay, good for the Braves. Braves are going to the World Series. Currently tied 1-1. I think that when this airs, we might have a 2-1 for one side or the other. Point being is the irony of all ironies, and it's just poetic justice that baseball has to confront the fact that its premier event, the World Series, is now being hosted in Atlanta, where Jim Crow 2.0 still runs afoul and runs amok, and Stacey Abrams has to just swallow a grin and bear it. So, have you heard from MLB on this? Is there any updates on this, or are you just watching with glee like we are?
Well, first of all, God is good. God has a sense of humor. and you couldn't script this better.
I totally agree.
And I got to tell you, I worked with baseball in my profession as a forensic scientist. And there are so many good, good, good people within the baseball organization. And that decision to harm Atlanta was, I think, like maybe Coca-Cola and others, it was reactive. It was without real deep thinking. It was without really investigating the issues to verify the extremism that was being represented by the left. But you can't really beat this kind of irony. I don't have any, I personally don't have any inside information beyond what everybody else has witnessed, but I think we should all enjoy the Stacey Abrams discomfort and the absolute perfect consequence to that bad, bad decision that harmed small. You know, when you go to these ball games, you've got all these small vendors outside the stadiums selling their wares. And these are, you know, folks in Atlanta that were going to host that all-star game, the vendors around that stadium and in the stadium, they were going to profit well off of this. And a lot of those were small black businessmen and women. And that decision to move to Colorado, you know, we don't have to rehash it. It's just so wrong. And this is just so right that they're able to recover from the all-star decision. So I personally can't express a greater joy that these people in Atlanta can make up for the harm that was pushed on them by Stacey Abrams.
Well, I heard a rumor that Stacey Abrams was going to be on the field leading the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. No, I'm just teasing.
She should, as governor of Georgia, she should definitely do that. She's stumping for Terry McAuliffe in Virginia, and hopefully her negatives are well up there in Virginia, and it will backfire. Just with the same as with Joe Biden, who's also stumping for him.
That's right.
These cultural issues have a big impact on these elections, is what we're seeing. Go ahead, Charlie. Sorry.
Do you see in your baseball world, at least I know a couple of people that own baseball teams. I won't say who. They were disgusted by what MLB did, and they have to be careful because there's all these agreements and all this. You know, it's very complicated. But do you guys see, at least internally, that you could share with our audience from a CEO level and companies, or specifically in baseball, kind of people in charge being like, this is not who we are. You know, we don't want to – this was an overreaction. Do you guys see any of that?
Again, I've been historically involved in baseball, football, NASCAR, IndyCar, a lot of the professional sports area. And the people I knew and the people I interact with at the very top, and I was also on the Players Association side as well as on the league side, I've been taken aback by some of the decision-making that has gone on within the organization by the leaders who have the ultimate say. You know, we were the first to break the story about the NFL helping to fund Black Lives Matter, the communist organization Black Lives Matter, back when they reached the agreement over Colin Kaepernick. And we were the first to break the news story on that relationship. But that isn't what I ever knew or saw within the league by either the employees or through the teams that I personally interacted with. These have all been historically very patriotic, the kind of programs you would see on the field pregame that were all patriotic. So this is like a lot of what has gone on in big business, where we're getting these decisions made, but it doesn't seem like they're being made consistent with the values they really believe in. And so whether it's the diversity office within the organization, or maybe they just go to these cocktail parties and all talk among same, you know, liberal thinking people. But these decisions, in my view, are so in conflict with what the organizations have been historically and the people that I've known within those organizations.
Yeah, that's well said. So just again, for everyone listening, it's secondvote.com, promo code Charlie, secondvote.com, promo code Charlie. In closing, what are some of the good stories? You said In-N-Out, but any other companies that caught your interest that people can support to actually say, you know what, that's something that we want to go buy, that's something that we want to get behind?
Well, you know, I really like to close on the positive, but, you know, we have to talk, I think, about this Twix commercial that's up for Halloween. And this is a negative, but it's owned by Mars. You can come to our website and score Mars, and Mars is bad in many ways. But this commercial that Twix has put up for Halloween is absolute. The people who made this commercial, in my opinion, ought to be in jail. This is a child abuse. If you've not seen the commercial yet, it can readily be found by just Googling for it. But it's got a black-dressed witch kind of character taking a boy and dressing him up as a girl. And when a healthy, normal, mentally stable young boy says that's not right, he's pulled out of the scene by a wind that comes and blows him away. And this is just evil. And we really need your followers to come to our website, go to the Mars page, and communicate with Mars on this issue. This is outrageous. This is, I would say, it's on the scale of the Gillette commercial about toxic masculinity and how they attacked all males, but it's worse than even that. And you know, the outrage to the toxic masculinity of Gillette caused a lot of consequence within that organization. Mm-hmm. We need to be outraged about this Mars commercial on Twix candy. But we do always ask our followers and subscribers, go to companies and thank them when they do something good. And unfortunately, the focus today seems to be on this Twix commercial that for Halloween is beyond any decent, civil, respectful limits.
Charlie, the other thing that we do is we encourage people to shop local, because really 85% of what you're purchasing many times is local. If you can shop local, that's really the thing to do. Support your own community and stay away from these big companies. And the more they see their dollars fall, we know what happens then. If your dollars start to fall, you start to reevaluate and say, what are we doing wrong? What can we do to bring people back? And that message needs to go out there, not only by the calls that are made to the companies, which we give you an opportunity to do, but also with the dollar that you spend out of your pocket.
Yeah, that's well said. Andrew, any closing thoughts?
Oh, yeah. My closing thoughts is that, you know, we talk about these companies, even MLB, which is filled, as you well know, as Charlie knows, filled with patriotic Americans. I mean, I would venture to guess that, you know, the majority of the people that staff MLB are conservatives. And yet we still see these terrible decisions getting made. And yeah, we have this poetic justice and it's great, but they still made the decision. It's still a loss for our country, for the culture in the end. Why is this happening? Because they feel the pain from the progressive left and they don't feel it from us. And they fear them more than they fear us. Well, the time for that has got to change. The time to do something is now. That's why we love having you guys on. That's why we partner with Second Vote, is because we see it as a critical piece of this whole equation to pushing back and to actually raising our voices louder collectively together, so that they know that when they make choices that alienates half the country, there will be consequences. So I just can't stress it enough. Everybody get involved. Everybody sign up. Get your subscription. Start sending letters to all of these companies all the time. Do it a lot. Do it loud. Do it proud. And don't hold anything back. It's time to make sure they know there's consequences for being idiots, you know, to put it graciously. Yeah.
Secondvote.com, promo code Charlie. Thank you, guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you in December.
Phoenix, Arizona, tpusa.com/amfest. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.